very rough, very rough. It was usually the stalls where the cattle had been tied, you know, the milk cows. The stalls had
so
been
be in the byre, basically.
In the byre, they would be lying in byres, in byres. The stalls would have been hosed down, and shallow boxes, which the farmers used for seed potatoes, those would be on the floor of the stall, you know. And you would get a big bag, you would have a bag, a big sack, and you'd go out to the stackyard, and you'd fill your sacks with straw or hay, you know. And that was your mattress. And you'd have a couple of coarse sheets, blankets, no sheets, you know, a couple of blankets over you, and that was your... And you were working that hard that you fell asleep as soon as you got into the bed anyway, you know. You would have slept on the floor.
What kind of time would you start in the morning?
If you were down near Ayrshire or Wigginshire, and the Glasgow, they needed early potatoes in Glasgow. The early potatoes, you would be out sometimes. You would be out at dawn. When dawn came, you'd be out.
First light.
3 o'clock. Aye, you could be out at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you would work. You would work from 3 o'clock till about 8 or 9 o'clock, because you were working. You were working, there was a big squad, there might have been 20 of yous, and you had a little three-pronged fork, a grip, for digging, which was better than a spade, you know, because you could dig out very fast with this. And you're digging two drills like this, and you're going up the field fast. And there was a girl there with two baskets on her knees. And she was filling those baskets. She was gathering the potatoes you were digging. And there was men going around. They would empty these baskets into a barrel. And this barrel held a hundredweight. And when the barrel was full, one of the men would tip up the barrel. The other man had a bag into the bag, and they would sew the top, the bag.
Hundredweight bags,
you know. And those potatoes all went to the market, and they all went to the stores in Glasgow. And you could, those were early potatoes. And as you worked your way north in Scotland, the country was, the later potatoes were sown up there. The early potatoes were sown in Wigginshire and Ayrshire, because those places had the best land for the early potatoes, and they had plenty of sunshine, you know. And you got into the harsher lands in Perthshire and over to Fife, you know, where it was all late potatoes. But you were moving from farm to farm, and you got free milk. You got free milk on the farms.
And free accommodation, was that?
Free accommodation, such as it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And... your only recreation was to go to the town on a Saturday evening, go to the pictures. You worked 5.5 days, half day on Saturday, you know.
And what? How did you eat? Was there food provided, or you had to pay?
No, you had to. Yeah, you bought the girls, the women bought the groceries in the town, and vans would come around.
And where would you cook the food?
Well, you cooked the food. There was open fires there for cooking the food, and some places there was a hot plate. A hot plate is two brick sides coming out from the fireplace there, and iron on top, and underneath you could have a fire all the way into that,
mm-hmm.
And the plates was all there. It means you could.
Would there be fireplaces in the sheds or the barracks?
No, they usually had another place. You usually had another part of the farm where you had tables and chairs and things like that. Forms, not chairs, forms. And you eat there. And you might just have a fire. It might be just cooked on a fire. There was always a woman left. When the squad went out in the morning to dig the potatoes, there was always a woman left, and that woman done the cooking. She'd have a huge They used to have a bucket full of potatoes boiled. A bucket full of potatoes.
How many would that
be for? That would feed, she would have enough potatoes boiled for the squad.
Of 20?
Aye.
And she would get paid the same rate as
the people? Oh, well, she got paid, aye. She got paid the same rate as the field workers. Aye.